item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2007-42, Fenwick Commons LLC as a preliminary. Mr. Smith, I think that's in your basket.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And we heard this application for a subdivision last month. We decided as a commission to defer it for further consideration, as well as to allow Mr. Robertson to follow up with the county engineering department. And I had a couple conversations with Vince over the course of the week, and what I'd like to do is read into the record, based on his recommendation, his comments and his findings with the county engineering. And Mr. Robertson did indeed, sir, follow up with the county engineering department. He confirmed that the parcel, which is the subject of the application, is within the South Coastal Planning Area for sewer, but would need to be annexed into the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District for sewer service to be received. For that annexation to occur, the area annexed must be contiguous with an existing sewer district. Annexation to an existing sewer district is, in Mr. Robertson's opinion, a fairly straightforward process. It basically requires a request for annexation followed by a public hearing on that annexation request by County Council. Once annexation occurs, a developer is responsible to put in the infrastructure to actually get the sewer service to the property. A note being, it is also typical for a project to receive preliminary approval before annexation occurs, and there have been several projects where this has recently occurred. In this case, one of the differences is the fact that this project, although in the previously mentioned county planning area, is not contiguous to a sewer district. So, as the applicant of the subdivision acknowledged, the properties between the project and this existing sewer district boundary would all have to join in that annexation process. There was discussion on statements coming primarily from opposition about, quote, forcing sewer, unquote, on others in the areas. Other properties would have to request annexation and go through the process before being served or charged for county sewer, sort of debunking the theory of forcing sewer. There are situations where a new district is established and residents are required to connect, like the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, or more recently, the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. But for the most part, those were created based upon requests to do so by residents and followed a more stringent process of creating a new district through referendums, hearings, et cetera. I'll pass them down to Mr. Lank.
We'll give them to Mr. Lank. Yeah.
What engineering did was made those comments to help us form a decision. Engineering did not put themselves in a position to make the decision for us.
Okay. And well, they did what we asked them to do.
Yeah. Anyone has any comments while the record's open?
If I remember correctly, the proposal from the developer was that we will get sewer before any future permits, or they put sewer ahead of everything else, correct? That they would get sewer approval prior to developing, is that right?
No, my recollection was that they were going to go ahead and proceed with trying to get their wetlands delineations. They were, I guess, in some ways in a chicken or the, you know, which came first, chicken or the egg. The acknowledgement that I thought that we got from the developer was that if none of this annexation could occur, their application before us and any hoped for preliminary approval would be discarded. Because they can't do a cluster subdivision that they wanted to do without the central sewer in place.
In other words, you can get a preliminary approval, but it's all subject to the sewer. The sewer is going to control from
start and finish, doesn't it? So.
Only on the number of lots that they were asking for. If they reduced the number of lots, they could then get it without sewer?
I don't think so.
Not if it's in a sewer district.
Not without coming back, at least.
Right.
Yeah.
If they reduced it and had come in to, if they reduced it, they could, but it still doesn't get them anywhere as far as doing any construction.
No.
Right.
But they've got it, they can't get final approval.
Okay.
They're looking for preliminary approval. And they're dealing with agencies to be able to get approval before they come back to us for a final.
I remember that the applicant showed us a plan of, I believe, 20 acres, which was a reduction in the number of seven in the lots proposed, if they did them on a half-acre cluster with the private well and private sewer. But their application was for a cluster based on this. Thank you for the opportunity to pass those comments on. And, Mr. Chairman, with regards to subdivision 2007-42, the applicant being Fenwick Commons, LLC, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2007-42, Fenwick Commons, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.